said. "Better look at the oil, too," said Stuart. After everything had been checked and the money had been paid, Stuart climbed in, started the engine, and drove out onto the highway. The sky was growing brighter, and along the river the mists of morning hung in the early light. The village was still asleep. Stuart's car purred along smoothly. Stuart felt refreshed and glad to be on the move again. Half a mile out of town, the road forked. One road seemed to go off toward the west. The other road continued north. Stuart drew up to the side of the northbound road and got out to look the situation over. To his surprise, he discovered that there was a man sitting in the ditch, leaning against a signpost. The man wore spurs on his legs. He also wore a heavy leather belt, and Stuart realized that he must be a repairman for the telephone company.